You're getting your money.
Did what?
I finally paid for the class, so you're getting your money.
Thank goodness. We need to be very careful about our plan tonight, because some of you are dancing this weekend.
Woo!
Which of you?
Yeah!
So almost everyone. And is everybody dancing just one level?
Nope.
Is everybody dancing two levels?
Yeah!
What are the two levels?
Three.
So you're doing... So is everybody here doing at least bronze?
Yeah!
Is everybody also doing silver?
Yeah!
Are you?
Not every...
We're yellowing silver standard.
Yay!
So...
We want one mark.
So is the best use of tonight's class to do competition rounds and work on the technique and polishing?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you are a dissenter to the answer to that question, feel free to dissent. Everybody's opinion needs to be heard, and I can actually do a lot of things at one time in here. So what would you like?
Something that doesn't involve competition.
So,
hey, Beanie!
Derek has a workshop Wednesday. It's exciting.
Oh, wait, are we doing beanies?
Is that
beanies?
Did everybody hear that quick little announcement? Say that one more time.
I'll do it louder. It will also be in the comp team announcement tonight. Derek Winkler, for those of you that may or may not know him, is coming in for another Papa workshop.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday at 6. Get hype. I think it's at 6. I'll double check, but it's definitely
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Get hype. Hype train.
And the usual place?
The usual place. Usual public health. And we all get to go.
Where are the clingy shoes?
Is there anyone who will not be in Derek's Paso workshop on Wednesday? So we have a few people who will not be there. All right. So, experience required?
Nope.
No experience required.
Right from scratch.
Yeah.
The choreography and everything.
It's like intended for people who are basically competing Paso for like the first time.
I competed with that round in Sylvis at MAC, and we got back for it.
Baddock.
What?
It was Big Apple.
Big Apple?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I danced with him.
It was like, ew.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I danced once.
So this is continuing a theme from last week where I would like all of you to be 19 dancers. So the 9 American style dances plus the 10 American ten dances, international dances. The idea is that you don't do them all equally well, but be exposed, at least know something about every dance. Once you can do that, then I'd like the leaders to know the followers' part, followers know the leaders' part, for at least the basic of all 19 dances. And then, when it's time for us to break for the summer, I'm going to be giving you ideas to make all of your dancing better, even though we don't have any classes on the campus, other than maybe a workshop or dance camp maybe in the summer. For instance, Brazilian samba is so much fun, you can't believe it. No shoes. You learn to dance to really cool music, doing really cool moves that actually have a lot of effect in the way you dance your Latin dancing. So I want you to learn authentic Brazilian samba this summer. If you're in the D.C. area, it's the Dance Institute, D.C. Institute of Dance, I think it's called. I'll find more information when it's time for that. But anyway, so learn your 19 dances as fast as you can, as well as you can. Again, not equally. You have to specialize in something. We specialize in international, obviously. Some of you more standard, some of you more Latin, so don't do everything equally well, but keep your eyes open for learning opportunities. Wednesday night, it's Paso with Derek. If you have questions, having been to that class, should I do this or should I do this, bring them back to Monday night class, because that's what this class is for. It's to take all of your weekly experiences, it's all during the week, and gather them together and perfect things. Tonight, we're starting with Latin because Latin is weaker for most of you. Is that still true?
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't always have to start with your weaker style. We can start with your stronger style some weeks. But this week, we're starting with your weaker style. So let's go with a rumba. Find your comp partner if that person's here. Should be the best rumba you've ever danced in your life. Thank you. Tell me the qualities of beautiful legs in rumba.
Straight.
So, we want legs that are straight. We want toes that are pointed. Somebody else said something.
Fast.
So, legs look great when they go fast. Toes connected to the floor. If you're picking up your foot, it's not as beautiful as if you stay connected and stroke the floor. And, of course, track. Tracking means, like train tracks, there's a place your leg is traveling from point A to point B that is attended to. Think of your legs as scissoring as you take your steps. Brush your legs. Go from the beginning. I'm going to count you in this time, just so I can watch you dance at the tempo I choose for your leg actions. Gentlemen, pretend you're wearing shorts. Short shorts.
Not me,
though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Brush your legs. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. It's about the legs. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Excellent. Back to the music again. Let's see great legs. Whenever you're ready. Excellent. Raise your hand if you've seen the movie Strictly Ballroom.
Yes.
What are some of the themes of that movie?
Not lifting.
Funny accent.
Pasta solves everything.
Yeah! Oh, and if you haven't seen it, we're bringing it on the bus to MIT.
Okay.
Rumba's only the fake dance.
That's what I want.
What are the themes, Sam?
Well, the theme I'm most interested at the moment...
Don't get to it.
The first thing you notice about that movie is how weird everybody is.
It's Australia.
Unfortunately, that's the ballroom world. It's not just Australia. It's Washington, D.C. It's College Park. All of us, when we start dancing, start to do things that, out of context, seem just kind of weird. So, the judges would like to see naturalness. So, you have to train long and hard to look natural. Natural is not natural to anyone. Stand in your starting position. Look confident, relaxed, poised. This is a job interview. You can't look weird and get the job. Good. Now, as I count you in and you're dancing, make it look like a normal human interaction going on here. Nice, easy, relaxed posture, and of course, enjoy yourselves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. See, now that is very unusual. You went like 4 bars and I didn't see anything weird. Now, I don't mean about you all. I mean in the dance world. Go to Bam Jam and you're going to see a lot of weird things. Go to DCDI, MIT. We just do a lot of weird stuff when we do what seems like a normal, natural human activity to us, I hope. So here comes the music one more time. Don't look weird. Three, four, one. Does your partner look happy to be dancing with you? Good. Followers, find a leader who didn't have a partner that time. Good. Who is playing the music this weekend?
Daniel.
Did everybody hear that?
Daniel Libatique. He did DCDI's music.
Yay! He's great. Really great. He is also extremely generous. He shares his music. So if you don't have the best music collection, anywhere for your ballroom to practice, then talk to him. Find out a way. He'll tell you exactly where all the music is and how to get it. It's free. Talk to the DJ this weekend. If you have great music, you can become a great dancer. If you don't have great music, you can't become a great dancer. So talk to Daniel about how to have great music. So that's really important this weekend. We're going to rumba with this new partner one more time. And listen to the music. Use it to your advantage. Perfectly left.
Run your fingers through my hair.
Taller. Good. Worldwide, the key word for this dance is sensuous. Our formula for sensuousness in the rumba is stop the foot and keep the body moving. I need to see every single step in the rumba that you're showing that contrast of actions. If you don't stop your feet, you always have a foot in motion, then it won't be as sensuous. If you stop your feet but also stop your body, that can't be sensuous. So we're going to do it again without music first, same partner. As you're dancing the timing, the feet arrive fast, the body continues slowly. Every single step. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, hold it a moment. Which of you was more sensuous that time, the woman or the man in the partnership?
I was.
Do it again.
Kill it.
This time I want you to notice your partner, and it is a competition to see who's too sexy for their hip action. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, keep the hip moving. Two, three, the body never stops. Two, three, the body never stops. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, four, one. Two, three, good. We have a lot of dances to cover tonight, so I'd like to leave this one. Are there any questions? Okay, next is the cha-cha. Find your regular comp partner for this weekend if that person's here. Otherwise, just shuffle the deck. The accented beats are?
1 and 3. 4 and 1.
So the primary accent is on 1, the secondary accent is on the 3. Everybody face the same direction. Let's make sure you know how to do that. Rock forward, 2, 3. And by leaving that foot there on the 3, you show it, you're creating a distinction that the person next to you in a comp is unlikely to be doing very well. That's a major advantage. Every time you do a rock, leave the foot in front of you where it is, if it's a rock forward, and if it's a rock backward, leave the foot behind you where it is, just a little bit longer than you ever have. Let's do the basic with that in mind. We will also be holding the one counts. So rock forward first, 2, leave it there, chasse side, 4, and leave it. Back rock, 2, and leave it, and then 4, and leave it. Keep going. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, 4, and 1. Face your partner and do that. He's starting forward, she's starting backward. Don't actually touch. We're just doing the basic to see who's got the better 3 and 1. Ready? And 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, 4 and 1. 2, 3, four and one, two, three, four and one. Stop on the next three. Stay there. So she's leaving a back rock, a foot's behind her, like forever. He's leaving a forward rock, his foot is in front. Gentlemen, pretend that you are wearing a lady's Latin sandal and not with socks underneath of it. Show a beautiful ankle. Even if you're covered, you still want to have beautiful ankles. Good. Now we're going to do that again, nonstop. Show the three longer and prettier than your partner. Ready? And two, three, cha-cha, one, two, three, cha-cha, one, two, three, cha-cha, one. Who's leaving their foot there longest? Do not let your partner win this competition. Leave your foot there longer.
I just can't watch it.
Good. Followers, followers, find one of the leaders who didn't have a partner. Look around for any leader who didn't have a partner. Any leader who didn't have a partner, just feel free to raise a hand. They'll find you more quickly. Good. This time we're dancing cha-cha to music. I don't care what figures you do, but show me a one and a three every single bar. Do not give it up too soon. Whenever you're ready. One of the most important ways to excel at showing that foot position is to cheat. Get there early. So if you get there exactly on one, then you don't have as much time to show it as somebody who got there a little early, maybe shaving a little bit off the previous step. So rush to the steps that you want to hold longer. If the woman gets to fan position and she particularly wants to show that one, then it's great for her to dance four and one and just get there a little bit earlier before she closes in. So do that again and rush to your holds.
Could you do that one more time?
Uh-huh. So four and one, two, three. Okay. To music one more time. Rush and hold. All those ones and threes. How's it going? So this is Monday night. You have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to work on this. Comp is on Sunday, right?
Yes.
And Saturday. Great. So imagine how great you can be Sunday. The problem is, on Sunday, this is not what you want to be thinking about. You want to be thinking about performance skills. So change partners again. Always look for the leaders who didn't have a partner. This time, it's all about the performance skills. Here is the list of performance skills. First, verticality. Make sure you've got a posture that a judge just cannot say no to. Facial expression. I want to see genuine enjoyment. Look at your partner, look away from your partner. Look at your partner, look away from your partner. Make it all natural and fun. Next, a little bit of speed is nice, playing with speed. So when you hear this music, what you're not hearing is you're not hearing undifferentiated things. You're hearing fast and slow, so play around with it. And there are a whole bunch of other things under performance skills, like use your free arm, twist your hips. The more you twist on your lock steps, the more interesting your body shape and body rhythms are. So it also makes it a lot more fun to dance with you. The more fired up and playful you get with your body, the more your partner wants to go for it. So this is our last cha-cha of the night. Therefore, the last cha-cha we're doing before Bam Jam. Let me see what you're going to do Sunday. Over dancing is welcome here. it's not your last cha-cha. What wins? Big steps or small steps?
Small steps.
So I'm seeing some gargantuan steps here. What wins? Turned in toe or turned out toe? When is it most turned out? On a forward check. Who has more forward checks, him or her? He has way more. So gentlemen, when you start out at the beginning, you're dancing typically a forward lock into a forward check. You want to make sure that if you're going to have errors on a paper that you're turning into a professor, no errors on page one. Hide them somewhere else in the paper. So in your dancing, make sure the first four bars of every single dance are squeaky clean. Clean up those first four bars of every dance. Then it turns out, once you've done that, that squeaky cleanliness tends to creep into everything else you do. Ron Bennett owned Chevy Chase Ballroom. He talked one time about going to Blackpool to a practice session. There were the world champions. And he thought, this is great. I'm going to get to watch the world champions practice. They took dance position and put it down. And they took dance position and put it down for 2 hours. That's all he got to see. So I want you to practice like a champion. Figure out what's most important. Do it over and over. I injured my ankle permanently in 2001 because that's what I was doing in a skate park, doing skateboarding with my sons. Bad choice, but I just only knew one way to do things. You practice over and over till you get it. And I was doing this one ramp and just getting faster and faster, way beyond my skill level, and I paid for it. That was the end of my dancing career. So I'm saying it didn't work there, but it will work for you here. I know how to make good dancers. I don't know how to make good skateboarders. So as you're practicing this week, every single dance, hit your beginning perfectly. Stand well, interact, just make it wonderful. And again, that tends to be the way the rest of the dance will go. But especially make sure you've got the beginning. So we're going to do this again, small steps, nothing big. And watch out for the turnout. Gentlemen, on the forward checks, turn that toe out every time. Pretty much the only place the woman gets to do a forward check in the cha-cha is when she's dancing New York's. So ladies, watch for it there for you. Here we go again. Small steps, turn out the front toe. Sharp! Super sharp! Good, good, good. Back to your regular comp partner if this person is here. Otherwise, just change partners. How many of you are doing samba this weekend? Woo! Let's see a samba. Contemplative. Looked like the meditation samba. So samba, more than any other dance, is a party. I mean, this dance became famous, became popular, came into existence because of Mardi Gras. So this is the last day before Ash Wednesday. You're giving up something you don't want to give up. So here we go again. Party. Muy feliz. Eyes. Use your eyes. Good. Come in a little closely here for a moment. To be the best at any art, the most important thing you have to have is passion for that thing. I went to a judging congress a month ago, and they were talking about how you get over the hard part of practicing. In an ideal practicing situation, you dance 10 quick steps in a row, 10 jives in a row, and so on. So whatever the last dance is of your competitive set, you do it over and over and over for stamina. Well, after you've done even just 3 or 4 really full-out jives, last thing you want to see is another jive. Last thing you want to do is another jive. So it's really, really important. There's got to be some kind of moral thing inside you that makes you move. So you've got to really care and work it. So keep in mind, as you're dancing this week and getting ready for the competition, we can see who cares the most. Unfortunately, some of the ones who care the most actually attend their academic classes and do a good job. So you do have that distraction and should. But I'm saying, other than that, when you're dancing, decide what it is that's most important and work on it and work on it. And remember, fatigue makes cowards. As you are getting more and more tired at the competition, so is everyone else. Now we're going to find out who actually has a passion for what they're doing. So in this samba, I want to see you start right out with your best position. Use your arms, use your eyes, commit to everything you're doing, and all the way through, keep doing it. If you run into another couple, that's a bad thing. But you still have to back off and get going again and look fabulous. No letting your guard down. So do that again with partner. Go for it. I want to see who wants it the most. Does this dance bounce? So when you're dancing your volta actions, you're going to show a change of level?
No.
Oh, so it bounces, but it doesn't bounce. So find somebody different, any old person different. Stand in shadow position and volta without bounce. As you're dancing this shadow position volta, you're going to make sure your partner cannot feel you going up and down. I would like to see how much action you can get to your base. So really work that base. Just isolate it by the time it gets to the neck. No action gets past your neck. Here comes the music. Dance voltas. Watch out for the rest of the crowd. And just keep going from 4 counts on one side to 4 counts on the other. Whenever you're ready. Smoothly. Work it. Good, 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 good. So everybody face the front. Let's do a volta hip action a moment. First of all, just stand with your feet in second position. Change weight to your left and let the hip circle that way. Then change weight to the right and the hip circles that way. So every hip action is forward, side, back. Forward, side, back. So at the moment we're doing it on straight legs as if it's some kind of a rumba, just to find the hip circle appropriate for each foot. When you're on the left foot, forward, side, back to the left, forward, side, back to the right. So in a sense, you back into each hip action. Even when you step forward, in a sense, you back into your hip action. So that's the way we do hip actions in rumba and cha-cha. It is not different in the volta. We just have other things we have to do while we're doing that. So start with your weight on your left foot. The hip action goes forward, side, back to the left, then cross in front. Forward, side, back to the right, then to the left, then to the right, then to the left, then to the right. So every step is still doing that same action, but notice some things have happened. Slide back and let's do it again and add discussion of those things. First of all, when you're in a Latin cross, the back foot is turned out more than the front foot is. Therefore, the hips are angled. So what we were doing a moment ago, squarer to the wall, we're now dancing on an angle to the wall. And that's more interesting to the people who are watching you. Dancing square is never good, as good as dancing angled. So as you're dancing your volta, notice the hips are not trying to be square. They are angled. Second thing to notice is that when we're dancing a samba volta, we keep going down into a knee. When knees bend, because of the way our knees bend, they go forward. And so that causes something of a pelvic action. I would not want you to exaggerate the pelvic action, but it does make a little difference in the way we do our hip circles. So one more time, we're dancing that volta to put those two elements in. Cross over with your right foot, go into the knee. As you go into the knee, notice the knees stay attached. They don't detach. So we'll detach by stepping to the side, but as soon as we cross, it's an attached action that we're dancing. So you've crossed in front, you're bending the knees as the hip is moving to the right, then it moves left, then it moves to the right, then it moves left, and so on. So do practice that volta action in those stages. Start out just by doing simple hip actions, then move them to the diagonal, then add the foot positions of a volta, then add the extra knee action of knees compressed and going forward. So there's a lot going on in there, but it is manageable. It's a finite list. And you can even count all of those points on one hand, so it is manageable. So now find someone new to dance in shadow position with for your voltas. Shadow position quickly. And we're dancing a volta starting with the right foot. Four counts each way. Ready? And one, a two, a three, other way. One, a two, a three, other way. One, a two, a three, other way. One, two. Now Botafogos. A two, one, a two. Is your partner's head going up and down? Don't be low class. We're going to stay level. Good. Now, dance a samba one last time and show me beautiful fluidity. Head going up and down is not as good as keeping it level. Good, good. Before we go any further, I'd like you to go to notes and write a couple of things down. If you need paper and pens, they're on the corner. The way you win a competition is through preparation. So we're going to make sure you know how to prepare this week. Even if your objective isn't to win, your objective is to get better. Competitions are great for helping you get better. So, first of all, we have this list over here that you want to kind of keep an eye on. These five items: music, posture frame, movement, charisma, power, and speed. So that's a former list we have made. Just review that. And then we're about to talk about some other things directly and indirectly related to that. So, one thing that you probably wouldn't think about is, we've already talked about it tonight, don't be weird. That's a very strange thing to a group of young people, but it is important in ballroom dancing that we remember, don't be weird. They do mockumentaries all the time about all the different endeavors that people do that are kind of fringe things. So there's a dog show mockumentary. Strictly Ballroom is the ballroom dance competition mockumentary. So there's something, everything gets mocked sooner or later, or should. So we want to make sure that you're not the one showing the parody of ballroom dancing. We want to see the real thing, not the satire. So as you're dancing, don't look weird means look attractive, look aware. A good expression to remember is devotion to the motion creates the emotion. So it creates a realness about what you're doing. We want it to be genuine. If it's not genuine, then fake it until it is. Fake sincerity. So devotion to the motion creates the emotion. So the first thing that we're adding then is don't be weird. And putting that in a more positive way would be best. Look natural. Look like somebody who was just born, looking wonderful. So that goes for charisma, paying attention to your partner, posture. Sometimes people do weird things with their arms, so look in a mirror or have somebody else look at your arm. Make sure nothing you're doing is offensive, because the very first thing a judge notices in a competition is anything that's weird or offensive. It's not the good things, it's the bad things that draw the eye. Somebody walks in this room with their zipper down, that's what you're going to notice. Somebody walks in here with two noses, that's what you're going to notice. So anything that's different is what you're going to see in a negative way, probably. So just be aware that's how judges judge. Next thing, under movement there, I would like to be more specific and say quality of movement. And that's what we were just working on in the samba. So we were working on do a volta and make the judge say yes. So you make sure that everything you do is done with quality. In the samba, if your head is going up and down, then the quality is not good enough. So if you're going to add that, Annie, that's good. Add quality and quantity of movement. Good. So I want to make sure that was originally intended to be a vague term on purpose, but if we're going to fine-tune it, those two aspects of movement, we want plenty of movement. Make sure those hips are really going, or if it's a waltz, you've got a lot of movement going on, a lot of swing and sway. But quality of movement is a big deal. In the rumba, what was the first thing I stopped you for to correct today? Yes. So I said, beautiful legs. And then we talked about some aspects of beautiful legs. So pointed toes, straight legs, legs that are brushing. So starting with rumba was not coincidental. If we start there, then right away we have a greater chance of creating beauty. We might be able to get it in the faster dances, but it's easier to get in the rumba. The disadvantage for the rumba is there's also more time to see your mistakes. So if you do a bad foot position, turn a toe in, you're on it a lot longer in the rumba than you are in the other dances. So you do have to, it's harder in that way because we see more. So we worked on the rumba about that. Do remember eye level. I don't think there's anyone in this room whose eye level is good enough for Sunday. So I want you to work on that a lot this week. Eye level tells the judges what you think about yourself, and what you think about yourself is actually the most important criteria for the judges in judging you. So somebody who's dancing confidently and performing, really hard to say no to. So that's a superficial, obvious thing, and yet dancers don't think about it because they're so busy working on other things. So get your eye level up and actually perform for the next 5 days.
Yes.
Yeah, if you look above eye level, then people are going to look at what you're looking at, and that would not be good. Unless that thing you're looking at happens to be your partner, but he or she is not up there. Some people are doing that just to overcorrect. If you're a person who habitually looks down, then you might overcorrect and look up. Maybe temporarily that's a good choice, but better is just eye level. Okay. After we did the rumba and worked on leg things, naturalness, then we went to the cha-cha. The biggest problem in the cha-cha were the steps are gigantic, so make them small. Whoever travels the least wins the cha-cha. Take a big step, you're playing for the other team. And particularly remember today in the cha-cha we were accenting the one and the three. So that means leave the foot. Leave it on the three and leave it on the one. All of you will be doing a whole lot better a year from now. Don't wait. Do it now. So just already be really good at showing the ones and threes. Whoever is the best dancers on Sunday, you will be seeing, will be doing that. So the highest level at Bam Jam is gold. So watch the couple who wins the gold and see if they are more rhythmic. If they are more rhythmic, it's because they are able to stop their feet longer. And that's a big deal for cha-cha. We also talked about it in rumba. The key word for rumba is sensuous. Sensuous is stop the foot and keep the body moving. So if you don't stop the foot, then we don't see the body moving. You have to stop the feet for a moment, then we really see body movement. So sensuous is our key word for rumba. Then from there we went to the samba and we talked about the stages of developing hip action. We started in second position and just did hip rolls to the left and to the right. Think of making kind of an infinity sign with your hips. Then, for voltas, we have to put that on an angle. So we never dance square, we always stand angled. That changes the path a little bit relative to our room. And then we added in the volta, the flexed knee. When you go into a flexed knee, it causes the pelvis to tip. So hip action is lateral or rotational. Pelvic action is forward and backward. So when you dance samba, we have pelvic action caused by knees moving forward and backward. It's not instead of the hip action, it's along with the hip action. So samba, therefore, is a bit more complicated in its timing, its music, and in its action than the other dances. Any questions on anything so far? We have one more Latin dance we want to hit. Yes?
How do you lead a botafogo or a bota? Like, how do you lead from the lady moment?
So in particular on the crisscross version or shadow version or... So a botafogo stops, a volta keeps going. In case you didn't hear the question, how do you lead the distinction between botafogos and voltas? So if we're dancing in shadow position and I want a botafogo, then it's my job to stop my partner and send her in another direction using the frame to do it. If I want a volta, I start her moving and I keep her moving. So it's possible that the leader would take too much responsibility for that, so he does just his part, and if that's not working, then we fix something else. Sometimes the follower is the one who's at fault in that one more. Likewise with crisscross botafogos, as you dance the first botafogo, you stop her, leave the hand there, and she doesn't want to go anywhere, and she just goes back and forth pivoting around that point. If that hand connection moves, on the other hand, like a volta, she keeps on moving. So the connection dictates whether it's a botafogo or a volta. If the connection continues moving, it's a volta. If the connection stops moving, it's a botafogo. Okay, let's jive. Find your comp partner if that person's here. In the jive, use every possible advantage you can think of, and your coaches can think of, and anybody else. Just look for every possible advantage. For instance, raise your hand if you do not know how to do a kickball change. So we have people who don't know how to do kickball changes. All right. Kickball changes, as of April 1st, are now bronze. They used to be silver. So anytime you get to a back rock and instead of the back rock, you do a flick ball change, you look faster, livelier, more energetic, more musical. So let's all do some flick ball changes a moment. Starting with your left foot, Draw your left foot up your right leg. Make sure as it comes up, the toe is pointing toward the floor. So to pick up your foot and have the ankle flexed is ugly. To pick it up and have the ankle stretched, pointed, is beautiful. Once you've picked your foot up the other leg, then send it almost back down again to do a little flicking action. In that flicking action, you're sending your lower leg down and forward and then retracting it sharply. So you want a very beautiful action on each foot. Just go back and forth from one foot to the other, just like hopefully you've been doing in the mooch. The difference here is this is going to replace a back rock. So once you've done the flick action, immediately back rock, leaving the heel up. The timing will be 3-4. 3-4. Flick, ball, change. Flick, ball, change. Put that into a basic. For this, let's have the followers come over on this side, leaders on this side. Dance a flick ball change, two chassés, flick ball change, two chassés. And flick ball change, chassé, chassé. 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 Make it beautiful. Point that toe. Good. Make it energetic. Good. So now, with a one-hand hold with your partner, do that. The idea is we're going to do flick, ball, change, chassé, chassé, flick, ball, change. And that alone would win any bronze, silver, or gold competition done well. Thank you. So partner up, one-hand hold, basic step, starting with a flick, ball, change. Ready, and... flick, ball, change, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Flick, ball, change, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Flick, ball, change, have fun with it. Excellent. Find one of the leaders who didn't have a partner, and let's do that to music.
Is it a straight line when you do the
flick? It should not fully straighten. It will be faster if you stop just short of fully straight.
I need to say kick, ball.
Yeah. A kickball change is different from a flickball change. We want a flick change where the accent is on the retraction of the lower leg. If your kick goes fully straight, you will be slower in your retraction. If you keep just a little bit of flex in the leg, you will be quicker. So we want a flick, not a kick. Do not fully extend. With music, the basic, starting with a flickball change. Ready, and flick, ball, change, chassé, chassé, flick, ball, change, chassé. Shoulders, neck. Does everybody know Derek Walker? Does anybody know Derek Walker?
Winkler?
No, I mean Walker. Derek Walker and Jen Vestal, not very long ago, were from the University of Maryland, and they rose really fast as champions in standard. And there's one particular comp where they came back to DCDI, and they beat another couple who had been way above them. And the way they beat them was the weeks before the competition, they did a whole bunch of quick steps. So their coach at that time, they had moved to New York City and were working with Yeva Palkshena, would have them do like 10 minutes of quick step. And they couldn't stop, had to keep going, doing their quick step. When it came to the competition, we judges could easily see the couple that they were trying to pass and beat was getting slower, tighter, losing their frame, rattling, not so sharp. And Derek and Jen looked polished all to the end. So in the beginning, the other couple won a couple of dances, waltz, tango, but as the comp went along, the couple that had trained for stamina won the last three dances and won the event. So keep in mind, it often comes down to stamina. So not only are you working on brushing legs and beauty and pointing your toes, all these things we talk about, we're also talking about can you do it time after time and then keep it going when everybody else is tired. So do practice for stamina. My recommendation for people who don't have much practice time is practice your specific routine a lot and get really good at it. But if you have lots of time, like professionals wouldn't do it that way. They would also go to the gym. They would also go jogging, swimming. They would be doing all kinds of cross training to help. But that's only for people who do this full time. So since most of you don't do this full time and don't have that time, it's generally better for you to just really polish your routines, do them over and over, and use your routines themselves for getting your stamina. But later on, other things will be better depending on how you choose to develop your dancing. So we're talking about jive right now. We're putting in flick ball changes. Change partners. Again, look for any leader who didn't have a partner. And we're going to now dance a jive which has no back rock anywhere in it. Every back rock is replaced by a flick ball change. Here comes slowish music. Whenever you're ready. No back rocks allowed. I'm a snake, I ruin it. Big neck bone. I'm on the green. I got a jack. The king of that's hard to do. It's only an exercise. I don't want you to replace all of your back rocks with flick ball changes. It's only an exercise. Especially do it in the mooch. even in performance, it would be fantastic to see flick ball change, flick step, flick ball change. Just take out all the back rocks and the thing just kicks like crazy. As a result, anybody standing next to you is going to look like they've just died. So no, the idea is to make everybody else look like they've got no energy left. So any questions before we move to standard? Okay, shoe change if you got them. Yes.
So in samba, you're mentioning about the rotations and also the samba and jajamana. The thing I have, the question I have is, where do you put your body weight when you move your hips? Because sometimes I feel in danger of falling, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll compensate by moving something this way, but then I feel misaligned. How do I fix that?
Okay. For every hip action, there's a movement of the ribs in the opposite direction. So what should not be happening is all going one way or all going another. When you dance that volta action, your rib cage goes, and then you place a foot, and then you place a hip, and by then the rib has gone the other way. So you want to make sure within your own body you have these counterbalances. So now if it's still falling off balance, I mean, that's kind of a complicated solution I'm giving you. So keep in mind what it is that keeps a bicycle upright: momentum. So when you're dancing, if you're clear about what direction you're traveling, you have a much better chance of keeping good balance. So there's this whole list of things. We could do a whole lecture on just how to keep balance. So one of them is oppositions. Another one is, like a bicycle, keep momentum. And then make sure you're using your eyes. So balance is easier to keep if your eyes are engaged, not if they're not. I would have to see specific examples of where you're losing your balance to be more specific as to how to address them. But momentum, eyes, and keep feeling your whole body engaged, make sure it's not just hip actions, should make a big difference.
Okay. I ask because of the, like, I've heard about using your ribs to sort of oppose your hips. But the thing I think that happens is, then the dance with somebody else, when they're like, you're not like aligned on top of yourself. You're